What about neurotoxicity from oxaliplatin? There have been a number of agents and strategies that have been considered, and particularly in the adjuvant setting. Where are we with that right now?
There is a phase 3 trial reported at ASCO this year of a neuroprotective agent called zaliprodin that appears to not prevent but delay the onset of oxaliplatin-induced late-onset peripheral neuropathy. That's really the dose-limiting toxicity in many cases for patients who are responding to oxaliplatin. I think that that's something that may have a role in treatment, but some have also expressed the fact that you can give a drug holiday or an interruption of treatment before a high incidence of grade 3 peripheral neuropathy occurs, and that will end up being a lot cheaper than adding another new agent to the mix. So I think that this is something that we have to be aware of, and we also have to recognize the tolerance for side effects, some of which may be long-lasting, like the neuropathy with oxaliplatin, is different in the adjuvant setting, where people may have, you know, life expectancies in decades, than it would be in the metastatic setting, where a median survival is right around 2 years. So we really haven't followed these patients long enough to know what 5 or 10 year problems may exist. You know, we do know that there are some people who have long-lasting peripheral neuropathy, something we just discounted when it was in the metastatic setting, something that may not be as easy to discount in the adjuvant setting. We have to be aware of that. The blood counts, although they come back up to normal when someone who's received oxaliplatin is retreated with chemotherapy, very often their platelets are the first things to go down. And so, you know, the possibility that we may be affecting their ability to get subsequent chemotherapy has to be considered. There have been some findings reported of changes in liver parenchyma in patients who get either oxaliplatin or irinotecan that have to be followed carefully. So what we can do is we can counsel our patients with the best level of knowledge we have today, recognizing that as more of these patients survive longer, there may be other late onset or late appearing side effects that have to be recognized and taken into account that we may not know today.